Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. My name is Dr. Henderson Carter, Senior Lecturer in History in the Department of History and Philosophy, the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 1st, 1936, Barbadians flocked to every vantage point to witness the first ever Round the Island race. Advertised by the organizers via an ad placed in the Barbados Advocate in December 1935, the race invited schooner captains to take part. Five schooners, the Sea Fox, the Mona Marie, the Marion B. Wolfe, the Lucille Smith, and Rhode Island, having lined up at the starting point near Pelican Island, set sail at 7 a.m. in sunny conditions with light winds. The schooners, powered by sails only, were used to transport cargo throughout the islands. On this occasion, they were racing for bragging rights and a small prize money. They headed eastward, with the Rhode Island taking the early lead, deploying five sails, but was quickly overtaken by the Sea Fox, which deployed eight sails. According to the Barbados Advocate, apart from motor cars flying hither and thither, every vantage point, every hillock that offered a favorable glance of the race was crowded on Wednesday. At South Point, with the Sea Fox leading by a mile, the Marion B. Wolfe, skippered by Captain Leverock, retired from the race. The Sea Fox crossed the line at 5:20 p.m., followed by the Rhode Island with Captain Hassel, the Lucille Smith with Captain Cobham, and the Mona Marie, skippered by Laurie Hassel. The schooners completed the journey in a little bit over 10 hours. The prizes were as follows. £10 for first place, £6 for second place, and £4 for third place. Considering the enormous effort to ready the schooners for the trip, the prize money was meager. However, the race brought joy and excitement to many who saw every vantage point on this day, January 1st, 1936, to watch the island's first Round the Island race.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.